injuries right now. You know, Khalif Barnes, okay, did not practice today. Right now is out. Derek Carr practiced today, was limited again. He's listed as questionable. Keith McGill did not practice today. He's going to be out. C.O. Moore, okay, was limited today again and was questionable. Marcel Reese was limited today and is questionable. We added two players to the list. Vincent Brown today is limited today with a hamstring. He's questionable. And Terrell Brown with a thumb was really full today, and he's probable.
So with Carr, the fact that he made it through the whole week, mm-hmm. looks as if he's going to go.
So long as, again, no setback tomorrow when we get here, okay, any of those type of things, we're taking this, I mean, really one day, you know, honestly, one day at a time, and, you know, with the thing, but, you know, we get here tomorrow and all's good. We should be good.
How's Jones Drew this week?
Jones Drew had a good week. Did a good job. Had a good week of practice, you know, and is excited, you know, to get at this game. You know, I think prior to the bye, you know, with the hand and, right. and those type of things, you know. So he's had the bye. He's had a little bit of time, you know, and I think he's feeling pretty good right now going into the ball game. Yes, sir.
You can envision him obviously taking a greater role this week. I mean, I think he only had two touches against the Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, again, I can envision a lot of things right okay. now, okay? But, you know, as we sit here, you know, today, I'd like to see that happen. I mean, I'd like, you know, Maurice to take a little bit greater role, maybe get some snaps off of Darren if we could, keep them both fresh, you know, that way. But, you know, we also – got to be running the football and doing some things that way too.
Were you happy with the way the week went?
I really was, you know, and I actually just told the kids afterwards, the men afterwards, that I was really proud of, you know, the way they handled the week. You know, this has been obviously not an easy situation right now for anybody, and, you know, they've handled it like pros, and, you know, it's part of our business, but you know, they've done a nice job that way of putting the distractions aside and you know, and getting on to business. And really, we've had a good week of practice.
Have you guys had to rest Matt Schaub's arm a little bit? I know he was gone there for
injury, yeah.
but before he left, is his arm okay if he had to come in?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Matt had some time to rest, obviously, you know, with his personal situation there and you know, being out a little bit. So he's had a good week, you know, good week of practice. And, you know, both Matts have had a good week of practice. So, you know, that's been positive too. So I feel good where he is.
Is Schaub number two this weekend?
Well, yeah, I'm going to keep that one to me right now. But they both have practiced really well.
Does Menelik – will he draw Freeney most of the time this week?
Well, actually, if they go the way we've seen it, you'll see him a lot on Donald. So, yeah. And in the base snaps, you could see him over there. Yes.
How has Menelik been in terms of? I know you said earlier this mm-hmm. week you had to treat him like a rookie, but
yeah.
he doesn't really have a chance to be. Kind of coddled into things.
No, he certainly doesn't, and he hasn't been coddled. I would say if you asked Menelik, coddled would be the last word he'd use. You know, obviously this is an important step for Menelik right now. You know, I mean, as we look forward, I mean, you know, Khalif's out, and, you know, Menelik will play, and this will be a big step for him, you know, as he goes forward. You know, he played a lot of snaps last week in the ball game and did some good things. In that game, did some things that needed to be corrected, but it's out there. It's on tape. Our opponent sees it, and he knows he's got to fix it. So we have to fix it. But that being said, I think he's excited about the opportunity right now, and, you know, he's ready to go. He's worked hard this week.
You guys haven't been home in a long time. Will it be nice to be in front of a
Yeah, it'll be great. And, you know, we're really looking forward to getting home, really looking forward to getting in front of our fans here. You know, our fans are passionate people. I mean, you know, it was one of the most unbelievable things to me, and, you know, I've been in a lot of football games in this league, was, you know, to go to London and to see the amount of Raider fans and the support that we had out there. You know, it really was, you know, a tremendous experience for me, and compliment to our fans. So, you know, we're hoping they're there tomorrow and they're loud and they're excited, because we're excited, well, Sunday. But some of them might get there tomorrow. So.
Yeah. I wasn't asking about the Wildcat yet. I was
waiting for that one. There you go. So. Well, I don't know. You can see anything, okay, right now. And, you know, we've done a lot of work, you know, right now. And, again, it's all part of our, you know, our self-scout. You know, up until this point, I mean, we've really run three snaps of it, you know, three snaps. And we've been efficient every time we've lined up in it. It's been good to us. But we've only run three snaps, and for different reasons. You know, Maurice maybe not being out there at times. You know, when we went to that in Miami, you know, it was largely due to get Ronnie and Ricky on a field at the same time, you know, and to be able to do some things that way. So, you know, we could see anything right now, yeah.
When you left Miami, you probably looked ahead to get another chance to be a head coach. Was something you looked at, like, I want to do this next time, something that you wanted to really focus on the next time I had this opportunity to be a head coach?
Was there something that I did? Yeah, there's a lot of things, you know, that I did. I mean, you know, I'm pretty critical of myself, honestly, that way. And, you know, I look back on that experience quite often, you know, particularly now. And but, you know, quite often. I mean, this is not, like I said, I didn't come into this league to do anything other than honestly, to be a head coach. And, you know, those have been my goals since the time I came in this league. But, you know, that being said, you know, you can't point the finger and you can't blame it on a lot of other people and those type of things. It's not what you do. You know, you look at yourself and you say, how could I have done it better? What could I have done differently? You know, and, you know, for me to give you one example, you know, I really couldn't give you one example. You know, I mean, there's some things that I obviously didn't do well enough there, but, you know, there are some things that I'm trying to do here right now, short period of time, you know, that I feel like, you know, are answers to some of those things. So.